Blog Talk Radio. It is Wednesday and it's January 13th, 2021. Wow. Whew. Thank God. It's a beautiful day, and I hope it has been wonderful for you guys. I'm here to give you the word of encouragement today. And before I get into the word of encouragement today, I want to pray for those whose family members are in the hospital for COVID. I have a friend. Her name is Shirley Willis. Her brother is in the hospital with COVID. And he's an elder in his church in West Virginia. Please keep them in prayer as I keep them in prayer. Heavenly Father, let your hand touch over their family and continue to build them up and to be strong. I pray for the families that are sick and shut in, and that your faith will not waver as we go through the crisis of the world today, because we know that God got us. We know he got this. And we pray for these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. My topic today is talking about jealousy. Yeah, that little green eye monster thing. Genesis 37:4 from the Amplified Version Bible, it says, "But when his brothers saw that their father loved Joseph more than all of his brothers, they hated him and could not say peace in a friendly greeting to him or speak peacefully to him." We're talking about jealousy, and I'm just going to put in my little words. Jealousy is a nasty beast that relentlessly hunts you down. It hides around every corner, lurks in the shadows, and is ready to pounce when you least expect it. It points out all the things you don't have. Jealousy tells you you're not good enough. And it whispers ways life could be better if you had what others had. When you're jealous, brings out the worst in you and bleeds into your relationship. It steals your joy and peace and creates disharmony in your heart. And if you read Genesis 37, you'll see the story of envy unfold, and you'll see how it unraveled a family. Joseph's brother was so envious of the coat their father gave him, it got the best of them. From your own experience, what do you think that lavish gift spoke into the hearts of his siblings? Think about it. Is jealousy something you struggle with? We all have those pains of covetousness from time to time. Everyone feels greed and bitterness in life. But if jealousy is robbing you or of living and loving well, talk to God about it. He'll help you get the right perspective. His, God's perspective on it. All you have to do is say, "Lord, Lord, I don't want jealousy to have any control in my life. Help me to see my blessings." This is the word of encouragement that I have for you today on jealousy. God bless you. I have another word for you Friday. I love you. 13, we're almost through halfway of the month of January. God is good. And please, what you see or hear on TV, do not let that affect your faith. Amen. Keep walking in God's faith. And keep praying for those that you love. Again, I'm Evangelist Faye. God bless you. And I see you Friday with another word. Amen.